Chapter 2. The thick lids of night closed upon me alone at the bill of the isle by the race, one, many caverned, bald, wrinkled of face, and with darkness and silence the spirit was on me to brood and be still. 2. No wind fanned the flats of the ocean, or promontory sides, or the ooze by the strand, or the bent bearded slope of the land, whose base took its rest amid everlong motion of criss-crossing tides. 3. Soon from out of the southward seemed nearing a whir, as of wings waved by mighty vant flies, or by night moths of measureless size, and in softness and smoothness well nigh beyond hearing of corporal things. IV, and they bore to the bluff, and delighted a dim discerned train of sprites without mold, frameless souls none might touch, or might hold on the ledge by the turreted lantern, far-sighted by men of the main. V, and I heard them say, and I knew them for souls of the felt on the earth's nether board under Capricorn, whither they'd ward, and I neared in my awe, and gave heedfulness to them with breathings inled. Why, then, it seemed, there approached from the northward a senior soul flame of the like filmy hue. And he met them and spake. Is it you, O my men? Said they, aye. We bear homeward and hearthward to list to our fame. Why, have flown there before you, he said then. Our households are well, but your kin linger less on your glory arid war mightiness than on dearer things. Here? Cried these from the dead then, if what do they tell? Thee, O mothers muse sadly, and murmur your doings as boys recall the quaint ways of your babyhood's innocent days. Some pray that, ere dying, your faith had grown firmer, and higher your joys. Ix, father brutes. Would I had set him to some humble trade, and so slacked his high fire, and his passionate martial desire, had told him no stories to woo him, and wed him to this new crusade. X, and D, general, how hold out our sweethearts, sworn loyal as doves? Any morn, many think it is not unattractive to prink them in sables for heroes. Some fickle and fleet hearts have found them new loves. Xi, and D, our wives? Quoth another resignedly, well they on our deeds? Eats of home, that live yet fresh as new deeds of fondness or fret, ancient words that were kindly expressed or unkindly, these have their heats. Zai, loss. Then it seems, that our glory weighs less in their thought than our old homely acts, and the long ago commonplace facts of our lives held by us as scarce part of our story, and rated as naught. Zai, then bitterly some. As it wise now, to raise the tomb door for such knowledge? Away. But the rest, aim we prize till today, yet that hearts keep us green for old kindness we prize now a thousand times more. Ziv, thus speaking, the trooped apparitions began to disband and resolve them in two. Those whose record was lovely and true bore to northward for home. Those of bitter traditions again left the land. XV, and, towering to seaward in legions, they paused at a spot overbending the race that engulfing, ghast, sinister place whither headlong they plunged, to the fathomless regions of myriads forgot. XVI, and the spirits of those who were homing passed on, rushingly, like the Pentecost wind, and the whir of their wayfaring thinned and surciced on the sky, and but left in the gloaming sea mutterings and me. December 1899. Song of the Soldiers' Wives. I, at last, in sight of home again, no more to range, and roam again, as at that bygone time, no more to go away from us, and stay from us. Dawn, hold not long the day from us, but quicken it to prime. 2. Now all the town shall ring to them, and we who love them cling to them, and clasp them joyfully, and cry, oh much we'll do for you anew for you, dear loves. I, draw, and hew for you, come back from oversea. 3. Some told us we should meet no more, should wait, and wish, but greet no more your faces round our fires, that, in a while, uncharily and drearily men gave their lives even wearily, like those whom living tires. IV, and now you are nearing home again, dears, home again, no more, maybe, to roam again, as at that bygone time, which took you far away from us to stay from us. dawn, hold not long the day from us, but quicken it to prime. The sick god, I, in days, when men had joy of war, a god of battles sped each mortal jar, the peoples pledged him heart and hand, from Israel's land to isles afar. To his crimson form, with clang and chime, fleshed on each murk and murderous meeting time, and kings invoked, for rape and raid, his fearsome aid in rune and rhyme. Three, on bruise and blood hole, scar and seam, on blade and bolt, he flung his fulged beam. His halos rayed the very gore, and corpses wore his glory gleam. IV, often an early king or queen, and storied hero onward, knew his sheen. Was glimpsed by Wolf, by Naonon, and Nelson on his blue demesne. V, but new light spread. That god's gold nim and blazon of wane dimmer and more dim, even his flushed form begins to fade, till but a shade is left of him. Why, that modern meditation broke his spell, that penman's pleadings dealt a stroke, say some, and some that crimes too dire did much to mire his crimson cloak. Why, yea, seeds of crescent sympathy were sown by those more excellent than he, long known, though long contemned till then the gods of men in amity. We, souls have grown seers, and thought outbrings the mournful many-sidedness of things with foes as friends, enfeebling ires and fury fires by gain-givings. X, he scarce impassions champions now, they do and dare, but tensely pale of brow, and would they fain uplift the arm of that faint form they know not how. X, yet wars arise, though zest grows cold, wherefore, at whiles, as twere in ancient mold he looms, bepitched with pain and lath, but never hath he seemed the old. Zy, let men rejoice, let men deplore. The lurid deity of heretofore succumbs to one of saner nod, the battle god is god no more. Genoa and the Mediterranean, March, 1887. O epic famed, god-haunted central sea, heave careless of the deep wrong done to thee, when from Torino's track I saw thy face first flash on me. And multi-marbled Genova the proud, gleam all unconscious how, wide-lipped, up-browed, I first beheld thee clad not as the beauty but the dowd. Out from a deep delved way my vision lit on house-backs pink, green, ochreous where a slit shoreward twixt row and row revealed the classic blue through it. And ferry across waved fish with high-hung smocks, chrome kerchiefs, scarlet hose, darned under frocks, since went to off my dreams of thee, O queen, that frippery mocks. Whereat I grieve, superba, dot dot after hours. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.